It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Okay. The cheese wars continue. Cheese wars, that's what this period of time will become known as.
Yes.
The period in American history in which society descended into the cheese wars. Because 41, I did look at the poll. Some P1 sent a screenshot of the poll. I don't know where you had that it didn't add up to 100. His added up to 100.
It does. It's 58 point something to 41 point something.
You had it as 56% and 42%.
That was 2% off, right? Give me
that. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but it's not like percentages are the hardest thing to realize what's the total pie. It's 100, right?
I'm math man.
I mean, I'm horrible at math, and I know that.
All right, well, let's just cancel the show then.
Here, let's do math. Let's do math real quick. Throw something out, I'll do it. No, I want to do it.
No, the show's canceled because I screwed up the original percentage.
My granddad was so good at math, and I never understood it because I get glazed on it. Like, you'd ask my granddad, what's 357 minus 48? And, like, my mind goes to immediate screensaver when someone asks me that.
Asteroids.
Yes. That's what's in my mind. It's just that old Asteroids game.
Great game.
But yeah, and he would do all his calculations in his head. I guess maybe that generation was required to learn that skill and retain it because he was a house builder.
They didn't have calculators.
Right. And so he would just do all his figuring in his head.
Mm-hmm. I try to do that to keep my mind sharp, but about half the time, I get 5 seconds in, and then I go to screensaver, and I just pull out the calculator.
Uh-huh.
I hate that, that I give up so quickly, but I do try.
If I was to ask you to mentally calculate, let's say, here's the question. 78 is what percentage of 212? Could you do that?
Yes. So here's what I do when I get a question like that. I can get it pretty close ballpark-wise.
But you couldn't give me the answer. You would just estimate.
Yeah. What I always do in that case is, what was it, 212?
Yes. 78 is what percentage of 212?
I either take 78 and start multiplying it by 2 or by 3 or by 4, or I take 212 and I immediately split it in half. And then work from there. So split it in half. 50% of 212 would be...
I'm already glazing.
Would be
105.5.
106.
Christmas. Yeah.
And so I know that 106 is 50%, so then I work my way back to 78 and think, well, now what percentage is that going to be? It takes me a while, but I can get it pretty close. I can't do it in 3 seconds, though.
But if I said to you, 56% of people thought this way, and the other 42% thought this way.
That's 98.
Would that make you rare up?
Well, the
Holy
reason...
Holy cow!
Here's why I would say no and defend George, because so often we have polls like that, and 2% were undecided.
Yes.
Or 2% did not respond, or something like that. So I need to know what format the poll is.
Mm-hmm. 2% were other.
And I didn't see it in front of me. I was trying to go off memory. What was it, 42%? And I was thinking that it didn't add up anyway. As it turns out, it did.
Okay, it's fine.
So why we're flipping still talking about it 5 minutes later, I have no idea.
P1 Nick says, I agree with George on blue cheese.
Finally.
And he clarifies, I'm talking about the actual nice wedges of imported blue cheese. Have you ever... Do you import your blue cheese, George? Or
no.
Do you just get whatever McDonald's puts on the
blue
salad?
Blue cheese, then I'm in. Doesn't matter where it's from.
Nick says, I bought one last week that was so incredibly nice and moldy.
Gross.
Because that's what's the, I guess, the color in it.
Cheese, yeah.
He says, it's a strain of penicillin from France that actually makes your mouth and cheeks go numb. I always include a variety of blue cheeses when I make a cheese and prosciutto platter for a party. Pungent, moldy, imported blue cheese on crackers or bread is a European treat.
Perfect.
Ugh!
That just
great.
Sounds so gross. Yeah. Pungent and moldy. You know, that's the thing with steaks. They do that, is it dry aged?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they let it mold over and then knock the mold off of it and cook it and send it to you.
Pungent and moldy is the number one reason why I don't like white foods. Like cottage cheese and yogurt, anything starting to sour or on the verge of souring or already soured, it all smells awful to me.
See, I kind of like yogurt and, and sour yogurt's cream great. And yogurt and sour cream.
Our daughter dropped one of her snacks the other day on the floor, and because parents just pick it up and eat it because that's what we do. I picked it up and ate it, and it was a little yogurt treat, and I almost gagged.
Oh, those are great.
Those are disgusting.
Wonderful.
Love those things.
Oh, God.
Amy adds to the list of great food smells. She says, when you put a pot roast in the oven before church, and then you walk back in the house hours later, and that wonderful aroma of the pot roast in the slow cooker. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is great.
Boy, what is it with Sundays and pot roast? My mom cooked that all the time on church day, too. Is that
a
tradition?
It's easy, and you know you're going to be out, and you can cook while you're away. Yeah, makes sense.